USA News, I'm Corey Myers. What role did President Biden play in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena?
House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to learn whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. Lawmakers assert that if the president was involved in Hunter's decision not to comply, it could constitute an impeachable offense. I'm John Schaefer.
Senior U.S. officials from the Biden administration taking part in what's being called a very productive meeting with their Mexican counterparts yesterday. Officials from both countries said the talks went well, though no major details were given. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador hit up X and said important agreements were reached for the benefit of our people and nations. Now more than ever, a good neighbor policy is essential. In southwest Miami-Dade County yesterday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple rescue tactical rescue personnel here along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. A Fox News anchor and reporter, Matt Napolitano, passed away at the age of 33 after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The ban on the sale of certain Apple smartwatches has been temporarily suspended. Yesterday, a federal appeals court issued a temporary block on enforcing an International Trade Commission order that prohibited Apple from selling its latest Apple Watch models in the U.S. In response to the ITC order, which concluded that the blood oxygen sensor in the devices violated intellectual property belonging to medical tech company Masimo, Apple ceased the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Tommy Smothers, part of the iconic Smothers Brothers comedy and music duo, passed away. His family and the National Comedy Center say he died on Tuesday at the age of 86 after a battle with cancer. Dick Smothers, Tommy's brother, expressed eternal gratitude for a lifetime spent together. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour gained notoriety when CBS canceled it in 1969 due to the duo's penchant for satirizing those in positions of power. The sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban has transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. This move positions her as the third woman to hold the principal ownership of an NBA team. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.